Okay, with that, when we last met, we deferred House Bill 1042 until today so that Senator Koskinen and Senator DeHuey could look at some alternative language, and I'm assuming that has been done so we can deal with this bill at this time. We will open up the bill, House Bill 1042, for a hearing.
Hasn't to come and we had a little discussion this morning, and I've cleared up some of my issues, and I can't speak for Senator DeHuick, but
we're taking as a proponent. Are you a proponent of the? Okay, we'll take here in our hearing. It'll be proponents on House Bill 1042.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doug Hansen, Director of the Division of Wildlife. I'm sorry I wasn't here. Tuesday, Secretary Cooper and I have had some good-natured discussion about what happens when I'm not here and he takes over our simple little bills. I did get a chance to talk to Senator Koskinen. I was unsuccessful in making contact with Senator DeHuick. I'm hopeful that if I could have a few minutes to reiterate a couple important points that I'll be successful in convincing both Senator Koskinen and Senator DeHuick that the bill as drafted and then it appears is appropriate in its current language, and that no amendment is necessary. Is that okay to proceed with some
certainly
quick background information? We have a large number of licenses that we issue, about three pages full. Most of them are subject to specific season dates that are established by the commission pursuant to their authority given to them by the legislature. So for every license that applies to a season, you will find in rule the effective dates of that season and the appropriate license. Now, there are a few licenses, however, that are relevant to or that apply to seasons that are ongoing year-round. We call them annual licenses. For example, fishing license. There's no season. You can fish year-round, and so you get a fishing license, good the entire year. There are also some seasons that are open continuously by rule, fox, coyote, some of those. Fur bearers or what we know as predators or varmints. Seasons goes on all year round. There's some small game, for instance, that like squirrel and rabbit, they start in the fall, go beyond December 31st into the next year. So although most of the licenses, as I mentioned, are relevant to the specific seasons, there are these few. And so the relevant question that this bill addresses is, if I have one of these licenses, when does it expire? When do I need to buy my new license? In other words, what's the license year? And for administrative reasons, it's an agent-friendly and customer-friendly practice, we've decided that it works best for the license year to start December 15th, That allows the agents to be working on closing out their books from the current year while they're selling the new licenses. And then it made a lot of sense at the end of the year to extend that valid time period to the end of January. That allows, then we don't have that abrupt cutoff date so that people get caught out there. They couldn't buy a license on New Year's Day, so it just makes it better for everyone. And the commission did that by an administrative rule, given the authority that they have. So in our hunting guides, where it explains the license costs, we say right up on top, 2001 licenses are valid December 15th, 2000 through January 31st, 2002. We say that on all it. So for that, those administrative reasons, we have put that in rule to accommodate that. So you know when you have to buy your new license, when the other one expires. It's the license year for those licenses that are under that situation, subject to the specifics of the other season licenses. So what we discovered in looking at the statute was there was a few examples. There were a few statutes that still maintain the specific end date language. So that the statute was actually in conflict with what we are doing, what we have provided in rule. So now there may have been a better way to write this, but what we're saying is that in addition to the language that's already there, we are providing that if by rule we've adjusted the license year, then that applies as well, and so we're covered in rule. So I think the word provided is appropriate there, provided by rule. I don't believe if the concern was one that there may be some mischief by commissions in shortening up a season, I mean, they have that authority to do that under their season setting process. This would not, in my estimation, this would not prevent that or allow that. It simply says subject to these other things. This is the license year for those licenses that extend year-round or past December 31st. So with that explanation, I hope I maybe lent some clarity to that issue. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. Are there any questions? Senator Simmons.
Well, Doug, I understand what you're saying, and I don't have a problem with it. But I do have a problem, and I don't know, there may be other areas that rules established supersede statutory law. And that's in effect what you're doing here. And that I do have a problem with, because the statute clearly says calendar year, but then gives you authority to basically go beyond what the statute says. And don't you think it'd be a better process to make the statute right, rather than saying that rules that you provide can supersede statute? That's where I have a problem. I don't have a problem with what you're doing, it's how you're doing it that I have a problem, because I'd hate to get every agency up here saying, well, the statute says this, but if we say in the statute that we have rulemaking beyond that, that can create some horrid problems for rules review process up here. That can just take off and be a nightmare the way I envision it. And I've served on that committee for a number of years, and that's a huge committee and a lot of reading to take up, and I really have a problem doing it this way.
I guess that's a process question that I probably don't have the understanding of the problems that are associated with that you have. From a personal standpoint, I don't see any problem with that, but that's from my perspective.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Simmons.
That's probably true from your perspective.
Yeah.
But from the people who write the law, and then you get constituents out there saying, "What do you mean the law says this, but they can go beyond them what the law says?"
True. Yeah. If it would be, I guess right offhand, I can't think of a reason why if you struck is valid through December 31st of that year, and then just make it simply subject to the rules, that I wouldn't have any problem with that.
Then we'd be consistent.
But I think that it would serve the same purpose from our standpoint. If it would satisfy your concerns, that would be acceptable. And if it's appropriate, I'd offer to work with whomever to make that amendment and come back, or if we could do it right at this point, I'm not sure.
Further questions, I guess, of Mr. Hansen, or comments? I would ask, yes, Senator DeHewitt.
I guess I don't have a question. I appreciate the explanation, Mr. Hansen. It certainly puts it makes it clear in my mind as to what the bill is all about, and it certainly removes any concern I would have in supporting the bill. With regard to just a comment, with regard to the comments made by Senator Simmons, I think that they're well taken, and I too have served on that interim rules review committee, and I think we could probably spend a full year full time going through our code, and it's not unique to GameFish. It's true with all of our agencies. We're, in fact, and we see it time and time again. We've seen it already in this legislative session, where we're asked to go in and fix the statute so the statute complies with what the administrative rule is already doing. And so it's an inherent problem, I guess, in the whole process. And I don't want to pick on GameFish in this instance, but I think the point's well taken, and perhaps when we're making legislation, we should, and giving rulemaking authority to agencies, we need to keep that in mind. Thank you.
Senator Koskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, just to clarify where I'm coming from, that is one of the red flags that throws up in front of me whenever I see rulemaking authority and this kind of thing. It makes it worse. Mr. Hansen came and explained to me, you know, and again, explained the situation, and I appreciate, you know, kind of a tolerance or a realization of seasons and how the people actually do hunt. So I appreciate that. I still don't like the rulemaking authority, but found out that even if we didn't pass this, they could get around us in another way to set a season by, or to set how long they can hunt by, just by season. So one way or the other, you guys escaped. And so with that, I'll go along with the bill. I'm satisfied, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
My question would be to the maker of the motion and the second as to whether you're ready to proceed with the bill as it is, and my assumption is that you are. So are there any further questions of Mr. Hansen regarding the bill? Not, thank you, Mr. Hansen. Are there any other further proponents of this bill? It has already had a hearing. Any opponents after that discussion? Seeing none, we will close the hearing then to committee discussion and or action. Senator Simmons.
And again, I repeat, I do not have a problem with their intent. But in most cases that I've been involved in over the years, when there has been a conflict, we've cleaned up the law. And in this case, we're not doing that. So I would hope that probably this committee could defer it one more time and do that with the bill so that it does. For instance, on page 2, it says lines 15 through 19, a non-resident small game license, non-resident waterfowl, non-resident big game, non-resident turkey license is valid for hunting those animals permitted by the non-resident predator varmint license from the date of purchase until the end of the calendar year, or as otherwise provided. Now it says they're good to the calendar year. That's December 31st. But then we say they can go beyond that. If we want to change it, let's say till January 31st of the next year. And then their rules coincide with their purpose. Rather than saying the law says it's December 31st, but they can go beyond that with rules, however they want to do that. Or let's put in there until up to January 31st or established by rule. You know, let's at least make them consistent. And this way we're not doing that. And that's what I have the problem with.
Senator Simmons, I don't argue or whatever your point on that. It is a different issue from my understanding that we had from what we had in the previous hearing on the bill.
Absolutely.
And we have not taken any action on it. If the committee so chooses to want to defer this and try to clean up some of that language, if they think it's important enough, you have that prerogative to make that motion. There is no motion on the table at this point. You have to have the committee's consent on that.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we defer, and I would personally make sure that we can get the amendments ready to take care of that issue that I'm talking about.
Is there a second to the motion to defer until, do you have a date certain on that, Senator Simmons? Tuesday. Okay. Motion is to defer until next Tuesday. Is there a second? Did I hear a second? Seconded from Senator Koskin. Any discussion on that motion to defer? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This bill will be brought up Tuesday, the 29th.